The Russian tanker Renda loaded gasoline this afternoon in Dutch Harbor following the completion of its port state control exam. The Renda is set to depart late tonight for Nome. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
Sitnisok Board Chair Jason Evans says completing the Renda's payload cleaned out almost the entire inventory of Delta Western's gas in Dutch Harbor.
Somewhere around 300,000 gallons, so we won't take on as much as we hope to completely top off the Renda, but I think it'll be a fairly significant amount that will allow us enough inventories for the community.
Evans says the 300,000 gallons should be enough until the summer barge season. Delta Western is the only vendor in Dutch Harbor with adequate gas to sell. Delta Western is the company that was originally contracted to deliver fuel by barge this fall. That order was canceled after it failed to arrive, and Sitnisok initiated the operation with the Renda. When Sitnisok was exploring options to fly in fuel, they were calling on Delta to, quote, pay their fair share and absorb the extra cost of flying in fuel. But Evan says in this operation, the immediacy of the mission came first.
From my perspective, we've kind of set aside the big picture issues that we'll have to work out with Delta Western in trying to tackle the immediate concern of getting adequate fuel in the Nome. And I think that, you know, from a big picture standpoint, that will take some more time to figure out.
The Renda is expected to depart around midnight tonight for the 800-mile trip to Nome. Vitus Marine CEO Mark Smith says the icebreaker Healy may leave tomorrow morning.
The Healy can travel so much faster than the Renda can that the Healy can, you know, essentially leave Dutch Harbor whenever it wants to and still meet the Renda at the ice edge.
The majority of the ice at sea is between 12 and 24 inches thick. Kathleen Cole, the sea ice program leader for the National Weather Service in Alaska, says the vessels should not face too many obstacles en route.
When the Renda reaches thicker ice, it just slows it down. There's no ice in the Bering Sea at this time that's beyond the capabilities of the Renda or even really close to the maximum capabilities of the Renda. So it will slow the ship down a little bit, but they'll be able to go through it.
The vessels could arrive in Nome sometime around Sunday, depending on their progress through the ice. What happens at Nome is still not finalized, however. The ice conditions at the final stretch and a ruling by the Department of Environmental Conservation could determine the method of offloading fuel. The Renda may pull into dock and connect, or moor further back on the ice and connect to the headers with hose run across the ice. The accelerated process for the approval of those delivery plans is moving to the next phase now. The public comment period closed at 5 p.m. today for the operation's oil spill prevention and contingency plan. The DEC will be reviewing comments and conducting additional research as necessary to comply with state law. John Catula is the manager of the Marine Vessels section for the DEC. He says the agency can issue a decision with special conditions for the methods and equipment of delivery.
Those conditions of approval can be used to make sure that we get the things in place that it takes to be in full compliance with state regulations and make sure that all spill prevention and response initiatives are in place.
Catula says he expects a decision on the plans within a couple days. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.